It's been 5 months since John died in June of this year, and we miss him.
I think that there are probably, what, a handful of people out there that can do what John does. Or did, I guess. It's hard. It's still hard for me to realize that John is gone.
Rhonda McBride worked with John for about 30 years, first at KYUK and then as collaborators when she moved to KTVA in Anchorage, where she works now. McBride nominated John for the Hall of Fame.
I used to laugh because he would sit at his desk and say, I want to youpify the world. And I think he achieved that.
Good morning.
John was a pioneer in indigenous bilingual broadcasting and one of the nation's first Alaska Native broadcasters. It was his charisma and humor that made him beloved to listeners and gave his stories longevity and broad relevance. When John came on the radio, everyone leaned in to listen. As McBride said, John's humor invited people into the Yupik perspective. In this KYUK video from the 1980s, John Active gives a winter survival tip.
Burning illegal firewood brings excitement and intrigue to a person during otherwise cold and dreary winters like we have here.
John goes on to instruct people downriver on the Kuskokwim how to steal trees from Native Corporation land upriver.
The best time to gather these clandestine logs is at night, when most everyone is at bingo, church, watching R-rated programs on cable or satellite TV.
John's humor was that of an offbeat trickster, often irreverent, but always good-natured. By entering the Hall of Fame, John Active is joining more than 60 of Alaska's most influential broadcasters and only one other Alaska Native broadcaster. Inductees must have worked in Alaska broadcasting for at least 25 years and have earned the respect and recognition of their peers and the industry.
They've left an imprint on a great number of Alaskans.
Kathy Hebert is the executive director of the Alaska Broadcasters Association.
They've done something perhaps new and forward-thinking outside of their own stations where they may have worked.
Bill Legere says this final quality distinguishes inductees in the Hall of Fame from other Alaska broadcasters.
There are a lot of people who do great work, but only in their own community. And John's work really affected people across the state.
Legere is the president and general manager of KTOO Public Media in Juneau. He worked with John for decades and chaired the committee that unanimously selected John for the Hall of Fame.
It was inspirational for other stations to know that they could do programming and news in the local languages. It was inspirational to know that you could tell stories in a way that engaged people and kind of commanded listenership.
John commanded listenership far beyond Alaska, reaching people across the nation with his commentaries on National Public Radio about Yupik culture and life in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. John's name became synonymous with KYUK. He was one of the station's first employees and its foremost talent. John defined and created much of the station's bilingual and bicultural content. KYUK is working to continue John's legacy. The station has created an endowed scholarship in his memory for young people who want to continue in John's path, and KYUK General Manager Shane Iverson wants to do something much more difficult, continue John's charismatic and inviting spirit on our airwaves.
John had the right mix of serious and hard-pressing, but also lighthearted, engaging, so that you could talk about, you know, almost anything. So striving to be more like John in that way is what I hope we can accomplish in the next several years.
John, we're working on it. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.